Taking a bit of a deeper dive into the news, I see a story by One Africa's Hertha Ikanjo saying Namibia to establish world's largest black rhino sanctuary, which is pretty cool news. A groundbreaking conservation agreement between the Gondwana Collection Namibia, the ERP Conservation Foundation Namibia, and the Ministry of Environment, Forestry and Tourism. They say that the initiative will be located in the Fish River Canyon region of southern Namibia, and they aim to reintroduce and protect the critically endangered black rhino while restoring other vulnerable species as well that were once native to that area. The heart of the plan is a 116,000 hectare stretch of land within the Gondwana Canyon Park that's been contributed by the Gondwana Collection Namibia. And I spoke to someone who said they were driving around because obviously that park is so vast. When you're talking about 116,000 hectares, and they were driving through areas that they said not a single human had actually been in at least 10 years, and being able to see how nature manages to sort of come back. And just, yeah, they said it was actually a little bit freaky, a little bit scary being in this area, because it was just, you knew there was nothing around and no one around. And so that's probably a good thing when it comes to trying to reintroduce and conserve black rhino. You want somewhere that is, you know, untouched basically by humans. Of course, it will attract some attention. Unfortunately, we know that the poaching syndicates, you know, especially if we've advertised where it is going to be, but that apparently is where the ERP Conservation Foundation comes in, because they're going to provide advanced anti-poaching infrastructure and monitoring systems. They apparently have tech-driven protection, including satellite tracking, perimeter fencing, intelligence-led patrols, and community-based informer networks, which, yeah, there are some communities obviously on the outskirts of that park, but obviously no communities living within the actual park, that huge, huge area. The sanctuary will be positioned adjacent, apparently, to the I-Ice Richtersveld Transfrontier Park. So that will, you know, have a much bigger unfenced conservation corridor that'll support wildlife mobility and basically just help all of the animal species that used to live in that area come back and carry on living there. The problem, well, not the problem, but the thing that you need to tackle, of course, with these sorts of things is funding. And it's great that you've got these companies that are getting involved and they're setting aside this this land and this area, and they're going to be putting in place all of these anti-poaching methods, but that costs a lot of money. So an investment program's apparently being finalized to ensure long-term sustainability, offer once-off and multi-year contribution options for donors, investors, and institutions, so you can actually donate to helping to protect and conserve the black rhino population. The question, obviously, if this is a isolated thing and we're conserving these rhinos, it sounds bad to say, but you're conserving them simply for the sake of conserving them. They're going to live there. They're going to be untouched. They're going to not have any issues from humans. But obviously, that funding model as well, you know, the tourism funding model, you bring people to see the rhinos. They pay to see the rhinos. Therefore, they pay and contribute to protecting the rhinos. So it'll be interesting to see whether this is going to be a case of this is off on its own and we're just simply letting these rhinos live there and not be bothered at all, or whether there will be some tourism element where people will start coming in. That obviously then brings in other issues again for the anti-poaching, but really, really cool news, and it's going to be fun to watch.